Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brigham Huygen. Of course, she's the Cass County Wellness Coordinator and also heads up Produce in the Park. So good morning to you, Brigham.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's a sunny day. You know, we can talk about the weather forever, but it is what it is. So here we are. But and we have several things that I want to visit about. Of course, the Sweetheart Pop-Up Market. But then I also want to talk about the State Farmers Market Association just a little bit. But let's start with the pop-up, because right now is when people need to pay attention to that. Tell us what's going on.
Yes. Okay. So we are really excited. It's the first time we've done a Valentine's Day market. This is Sweetheart Market. And just like our Christmas market, it's pre-order only. So pre-order by this Thursday, February 11th at midnight, and then on Saturday, February 13th, you just go to the community center and drive through, pick up your orders, and that's just in time for all your Valentine's Day celebrations.
And there are quite a variety of items that people could choose for their own deliciousness or to give away.
Yeah, absolutely. We have so many good sweet treats this time, and also we've got a good amount of meat, produce, and other local foods, in addition to, of course, our craft vendors.
You bet. And, you know, people go, fresh produce? It's February, and it's below zero. How is that all possible? And, of course, it's limited, but let's start with that. What are a couple of the fresh things that are going to be available?
Yeah, so Brunco Farm is selling microgreens, so we can actually get fresh greens right now because Emily got out in the greenhouse. We also have a bunch of sweet potatoes from Harrisdale Farmstead. And I would note with those sweet potatoes, we've got a bunch of different recipes and options, meal kits related to those sweet potatoes to help people prepare them yet this winter.
And I know, because I've had a sneak peek at some of them, that at least one of them includes Erickson's maple syrup.
Yes, yes. I think that's my favorite meal kit. It's barbecue brisket and maple sweet potatoes, and you get that syrup as well. Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk just a little more about bundles. You know, I see lots of advertising on TV where, you know, you can join this group and every week or whatever, you get a box and it has all the ingredients and the recipes and all the food. Well, that's kind of what our bundles are.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly what our bundles are. So let's see. We've got
several choices, right? Yeah.
We do. We do have several choices, yes. And they come with ingredients and then the recipes. There is one, the Valentine date night special, that actually also comes with a dessert.
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Yes. So now, Brigham, maybe you want to mention a couple of the other vendors before I move on to the next question.
Oh, yeah. We've just got great vendors. We've got the Kringle Man with those delicious Danish pastries out of Elkhorn. We've got Miss Nini's fine desserts, and everybody loves her. I also wanted to say that we've got some produce vendors that you would normally only see during the summer. They don't necessarily have things right now, but they're doing gift cards. So Rolling Acres Farm sells bedding plants for you to have your home garden, and she's got some cute Valentine's gift cards. You know, I am involved in Corn for a Cause. We've got some little sweet corn Valentines that then, you know, let your Valentine pick up sweet corn 6 months from now.
Yeah, it sounds good. So, yeah, and other Valentine things, you know, I sort of skipped over some of the other Valentine. I know you've got Valentine cookies in various forms.
And,
yeah, yummy. Yes. I'm getting hungry.
Yes. Can I talk a little bit more about that?
You bet.
We've got, it's every single vendor did something special for Valentine's Day. So, yeah, you mentioned those cookie bouquets, Beth's Creations by Becky and Allie. We've got Smudge with their candles and soaps that have got, like, a raspberry cheesecake candle. The Pet Bistro, which is our pet food vendor, made little Valentine bundles for pets, and those have been a big hit already. So everybody did something special.
Very good. Yeah, get us, keep us in the mood and enjoy the opportunity to celebrate for sure.
Yes.
So now, ordering online. Lots of people do that. They order from Amazon. They order books. They order, you know, online. So it should be no big deal. This is the very same thing.
This is, we have tried to make it pretty easy. If you go to www.produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com, spell out every single word, .com, you will get to our Sweetheart Market store. We just have one vendor who is not selling under our market store. That's Sweet Sisters Vegan. But we also have a link to their website. Now, one thing I want to note, LaVon, is that on our website, we also provide phone numbers for our vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just, for some reason, aren't comfortable putting your credit card information online or you're feeling a little overwhelmed, I really encourage folks to call the vendor because many of them will help make accommodations, help you order and figure out an alternative way to pay.
And there are some people who are not comfortable ordering online at all. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't even have a computer or don't like to use their computer for this. Well, there again, phone numbers available in the newspaper and probably they could call you even.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I definitely recommend just calling me. I know pretty much every product we have to offer right now, and I can easily grab you the prices. So my number is 712-249-5870.
Okay, we'll mention that again. So don't worry about this. This has been something new for Produce in the Park, and I think it's something new for an idea for farmers markets. So that brings me to have you talk about the State Farmers Market Association, because they've asked you to talk about this.
Yes. So actually for the month of February, they're doing their workshops for farmers market managers around the state. And yeah, I was just delighted to be asked to talk on special events. So they asked me to share more about Harvest Market. And I think that's really before they knew that we were going to come up with some additional fun winter farmers market. So yeah, I'm really excited to share about that.
And you say that you're meeting every Friday during February?
Every Thursday during February.
Okay.
And it's just like, I believe it's 10 to 11 a.m. I might not have that exactly right. But they do different topics for different farmers market managers virtually. It's a great way to prep for farmers markets.
Yeah, you always learn from other people that are trying to accomplish the same task.
Yes. Yes, so much so.
And let's then talk about, let's look ahead a little bit. I mean, really ahead. Although spring is now a day or two less than 6 weeks away. And and those folks who are doing live produce are out there getting their seeds and their plants and all those sorts of things, getting ready. What do you see? You know, look in your crystal ball. What do you see for our farmers markets coming up in May, June, July, whenever farmers markets are?
Yeah, I am excited about this season. I think, first of all, we are getting a handle on how to be safe during the pandemic. And I'm excited because I feel like we'll be able to be, again, in the park. I mean, of course, we were last year. I think we're going to probably maintain some of that pre-order drive-through as we still need to be safe. But I think we're going to be back in the park. And I think our vendors are excited to be there. We might do a little sneak peek in May and have like maybe an early opening just for one weekend for a special if we can figure that out with the city. But I think it will be a great summer to be at the park.
Yeah, it's headed that direction. And as long as we kind of obey the rules of safety, the guidelines for safety, we can be there. And of course, the park, it's open space park. We have a wonderful opportunity here in Atlantic that some other farmers markets don't have. Thank goodness to the city. Okay, quickly again, the pop-up Sweetheart Market. How do we get to the page to order?
You're going to want to just visit our regular website. So that's www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. Spell out Iowa, spell out every word there. From there, you'll just see I've got my front page about Sweetheart Market, and then you'll click to the store. If you don't want to be online, I, again, want to provide my phone number. That's 712-249-5870.
All right. We don't want people to miss out on this opportunity for the Sweetheart Market. And we want to thank you, Brigham Hoig, for giving us that direction.
Thank you so much, LaVon.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. This is from Oscar Wilde, actually. The smallest act of kindness is worth more than the greatest intention.